This is an IELTS Energy bonus. IELTS Model Essays, 3 Ways to Learn.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
One of the best ways to improve your IELTS writing score is to analyze Band 9 essays. Today, we share 3 things every model essay should teach you so you can score 7 or higher on test day.
Hey, Aubrey, welcome to this IELTS writing bonus.
Hi. Ooh, I love a bonus. I hope you guys are subscribed so that you don't miss these bonuses. They're so fun.
So why are we doing this special bonus today? We have a very awesome invitation for you guys, a very exciting announcement. And we're also going to teach you 3 things that you should be learning from solid model essays. Solid model essays, not like student essays, not like, you know, actual Band 9 model essays. We're going to talk about 3 ways you can use these to learn for your own writing.
Yes, exactly. And this is very exciting, guys. This is a writing-only package because we know a lot of you out there, we get emails about this all the time. It's writing that is holding you back. And for some of you, writing is the only module you need. You're getting the scores you need elsewhere. So we're providing that, right? We're giving you the full 3 keys writing module plus our writing extra practice package, which that's what it has, those model essays that you need for a really good price. I'm excited about this. It is high time.
Yeah, guys. So if you sign up at allearsenglish.com/writingwise, you will be the first invited into this program because spots are limited, guys, in this exclusive IELTS writing program. So get your name on that list, guys, so we can be the first to invite you. You can be the first invited. Go to allearsenglish.com/writingwise. And this program is only going to be available with this offer for a very limited time, you guys. It's going to be offered next week and you will save over $100. Okay. But like I said, spots are limited. So get your name on this list, allearsenglish.com/writingwise. Okay. So one of the major benefits of getting into this special program is that you get Band 9 IELTS essays, Task 1 and Task 2, general and academic, Band 9 essays written by me with video lessons that show you how to brainstorm, how to find the right numbers, how to come up with ideas, and how to write the best essays. So guys, remember, that will be free if you get into this program next week. So, okay, let's find out the 3 ways you can use model essays. So let's talk about task 2 first. That's the most common thing people look for, I think, is like task 2 model essays, right? So what is the best thing to learn from those, Aubrey?
Yes. How to come up with strong ideas and then very clearly and directly support those ideas so that you can score Band 9 for task response. Everyone listening has the potential for that. It's all about how strong are your ideas? Are they directly related to the topic? And are they well supported with details and examples, right? This is the hardest thing for students and what we see incorrect the most often. We either say ideas that aren't directly responding to the topic or that aren't fully supported. That is what you need to learn how to do.
Yeah, exactly. That is the number one thing from holding students back in IELTS writing task 2 is not offering clear, specific details and examples. So that is something you need to see happen. You need to see an expert do that in the IELTS format so you can learn how to do that yourselves, guys. Okay. And then something you can learn for both task 1 and task 2, when you look at model essays, the next thing, guys, is the linking phrases, the transition phrases that you must have in task 1 and task 2. I'm talking letters. I'm talking a description of a graph. We're talking task two, anything you write on IELTS, guys. In order to score highly for cohesion coherence, you must be using a lot of transition phrases. So that also, I think, is one of the biggest things you should be looking for and learning from model essays. So if you're finding random model essays, I think that's a good indicator of if it's a good one or not, right? Look for a large number of transition phrases.
Yes. And the nice thing about these, you know, they're band 9 essays written by a former examiner. So you don't have to worry. A lot of what you find online, like, what would this score? You know, maybe this book is telling me it's bad. Do I trust that? Do I really know? These you can trust, right? And you, it's not enough to learn a list of linking phrases. Each of them has meaning. They have to be used in the correct context. That's what you see in these model essays, is how to use them, where to use them, so that you can then on test day, like you said, use them for any task one essay, general or academic, and any task two essay.
Exactly. And the next thing you should learn from task one models, if it is a model letter, if you're a general training student, it is so difficult to get the tone correct. How formal should you be? Yeah. Sorry?
I would say that's the hardest thing to do, for sure.
Yeah, how semi-formal should you be, right? And that is so difficult to just know on your own. It's such a nuanced part of our language. Right. But it is necessary if you're even going to get a band 6 or higher for task response. You have to nail that tone correctly. And we do this through vocabulary that we use, right? So that is the most important thing for you to study and learn from model letters. Now, what about academic task ones, Aubrey? What should students be looking for?
Yes, these model essays make it so much more clear which numbers you should be describing. You cannot describe every number on the chart and get a high score, right? You need to see essays, graphs, and say, okay, which numbers did they pull out? Why were they important? This becomes very clear and sort of formulaic, so that you have this scaffolding, right? You have this support, so that whatever graph or chart you're looking at, it starts to become very clear which numbers are important, which numbers you're going to describe.
Exactly. And you'll learn all those strategies, guys. Academic task one should be so fast to plan, right? There are just these three numbers, right? Include these in every essay. That's it. Like, you just need to learn these simple ways to get a 7 or higher for task one and task two. And you get the full 3 Keys IELTS writing module, plus all of these band 9 sample essays. And you will save over $100, guys, if you get into this program next week. And remember, guys, you will have 6 months access to this program as well. So don't forget to get your name on this list. Spots are limited. You want to be the first invited into this program next week, guys. So sign up, get your name on that invitation list. Go to allearsenglish.com/writingwise. Keep an eye out in your inbox, guys, for your invitation.
Awesome. Thanks for joining me for this bonus, Jessica. Very fun.
Super fun. All right, Aubrey, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.